So, I am here in San Diego. It's such a beautiful day today. And I'm here with my friend Mirko Lacey. He's the president of Life Water. You guys see me on my Instagram all the time using that golden, beautiful water restructuring device. Well, he's the one that brought it into the U.S. for us. And I'm panting because we start off our podcast with little trampoline jump session. So
a little intro dance.
Yeah, get the energy up.
Exactly.
Well, Mirko, it's so nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
It's always a party when we're hanging out, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, always has been. So let's keep that going.
Let's keep the party going. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Why should everybody care about this podcast right now?
Well, because we're talking about something very basic. Today we're going to talk about water.
Yeah.
And everybody knows it. Everybody uses it. Everybody's made out of it. And now we're going to see what's a little more detailed, what's actually about, what makes, let's say, water that is really hydrating from water that is not so hydrating. So we're going to talk about that today.
I think that's the biggest question that I get on a daily basis. What kind of water should I be drinking is the question.
Yeah, that's, and what kind of water should I be drinking on a constant and daily basis? Mm-hmm. That's the good question.
And so I know there's been a lot in the health community, biohacking community, with people saying spring water is the best or vortexed water. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. You know, the surface water tension is important, fourth phase of water, all these things. But let's just get to the basics. I mean, if you're a person that cares about your health, and most people have a water filtration system on their home.
Yes.
And most people have reverse osmosis, would you say?
Yeah, we meet a lot of clients that have reverse osmosis system already set up. Yeah.
Yeah. So with the reverse osmosis, that is addressing the chemical component to water. But what I want you to share about is there is a component to water that is equally or more important that has not been taught to most of us, and that is the physical aspect of water. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we could say that we are biochemical and also bioelectrical beings. So in order for something to work fully aligned, we need to have the chemical side and the physical side, the electrical side, both synergized and balanced. And when it comes to water, like you said, a lot of people already have a filtration system, they have a reverse osmosis or a carbon filter, and it takes out most or all of the contaminants in the water. And it's a very great step to do that first, because we don't want the chlorine in there. We don't want the fluoride in there. So these are all contaminants that we want to get rid of. And then what we left to do after that is to bring the water back in its natural vibration. So there's a side to water that has not to do with the chemistry, but with the frequency and with the geometry of the water. So spring water, as most people refer to, or water that comes from fruits or vegetables, already has that structure because it grew naturally in that way. Or the spring provides that, right? So water comes from a spring. It has gone through a lot of geometrical patterns running down. It's gone over a waterfall. It's been, there's oxygen exchange at the water. So it's been, nature has been taken care of both sides equally by structuring the water and mineralizing it at the same time. So now we get to drink that spring. It's fully available because our cells are not just with a good biochemistry, but also with a fitting geometry and a fitting electric field that now is recognized by our cells and actually brings a deep cell hydration. And bottled water or water that we just treat chemically can't provide that. It's missing that aspect.
And why is it missing that aspect?
So first of all, you got to think about it. All drinking water sources that we have are at the end of the day from a natural source, right? They come from a river, they come from a spring or from a well, from a lake. You know, those are our sources. then, of course, due to our population, we need to do something to the water so we don't have bacterial and viral contaminants in there. So now what we decide to do is we treat it harshly with chemicals. We even add some chemicals in there that weren't in there before. So we do that too for whatever reason, you know. But and then we push it through long tubes of pipeline, 300, 500 miles, up to 80 psi of pressure. It picks up on a lot of industrial grid vibrations along that way. So, and water has a memory. So it, all the frequencies and vibration it gets influenced with along the way will be stored in that water. So what you're really drinking when it comes out of your faucet is not just with chemicals contaminated, but it also is contaminated on an informational basis. So the frequency, the information stream you're intaking now through the water is not beneficial for your system at all. It's rather bringing it out of balance chemically and vibrationally at the same time. So you're not just not hydrating, you're actually hurting your system.
Yeah,
by doing that. Right?
Absolutely. It's so interesting how we're not really taught that, right? You grow up
and you're right.
It's like we need to take care of all the bacteria and viruses, which are important.
Of course.
That are in the water. But water is so powerful. I mean, it's mentioned so many times in the Bible and ancient texts and talking about living water. And the more that I study water and learn about it, it gets me so freaking excited. Like,
same here.
It lights me up beyond because it's not just something we drink, right? Like you're talking about, there's a frequency. It's got this, it's got information that it's carrying.
It has, and it goes both ways. So, and Emoto has done long years of studies. His son is now keeps it going. So, and they've seen that just praying on water, thinking positive thoughts, having it in a good environment with high vibrations, it will reflect exactly that. You know? Also, it does it with a negative or with the unaligned frequencies that it picks up. You know, EMF is really not a good thing to have a high EMF source next to water. So any electrical pump, so anything that has an electric spinning engine will influence that water to whatever extent. You know, some devices create 1 or 2,000 nanotesla of EMF load, and that will for sure destroy the structure in the water that's just bypassing that field.
Yeah, so we talk about structured water, and I think a lot of people may understand the importance of it. And there may be a lot of people that don't understand the importance of structured water. I know Dr. Cowan just came out with a book that really talked about the importance of the structured water and the cytoplasm of the cell and how EMFs are actually liquefying that gelatinous, the way the cytoplasm is supposed to be structured and it's more of like a gelatinous structure. The EMF is actually liquefying it, and that's what's causing us to be more with cancer and disease, just be more prone to that. So tell me a little bit more what you know about structured water.
Yeah.
What is structured water?
So now you could say in one sentence, structured water equals spring water. Right. So, but the question is now, not everybody is living next to a spring in the Rocky Mountains or the Londres source in France or in the German Alps or somewhere around there where you could just, you know, take your jug of water, fill it up, and you're good to go. So now, how do we get that kind of water into a household, anywhere on the planet, if you will? How do we get it into an application that is able to be traveled with? So that you can, especially when you travel. I mean, on the plane, right, you're in that artificial environment, so hydration becomes even more important. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of people have some problems with their skin when they're on long flights and all that. I mean, they give you water, but it's not spring water on the plane.
No.
You know, you get questionable food items and unstructured water.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's sort of really setting your cells up for failure on that long flight. So, but now, there's about 35, 40 companies worldwide that build structuring devices. Some of them have been around for almost 40 years. So, and they have applications that you can just carry in your purse. So it's a small device. And then when you're on the inside in the airport at your gate, then you buy any bottled water. They're all chemically fine. So you have that side covered. And all you do is you run it through the handheld. You're taking care of that second component. And now you have spring water on your plane, right? Right. So that makes it very easy. And I've been using it myself for 17 years about now. And it does make a huge difference in just vitality, especially due to over long, long years. You do it for a decade. It amazed me how much I can still feel the improvements of just replacing all my water intake, let's say to 90, 95% with structured water. So if I have a glass of unstructured water once in a while, it's totally fine. You know? So I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. But if the main input, the water that you cook your soup with, the water that you drink your coffee with, so there's house applications for just one sink or for the whole house. They have farm applications if somebody has a veggie farm or just a big irrigation system that they want to funnel the water to. So, I've been checking that out for quite some years now. And there is Victor Schauberger. He is a great figure when it comes to structured water. You know, one could say that he's kind of the Nikola Tesla of water technology. Started over 100 years ago and had some great inventions, patents that are still used today in industry and industrial size applications where they use water as an ingredient. So, and then another company in Austria came up, they're called UMH. And so they're pretty much the finalization of what Schauberger started. And they've been around for 40 years. And after what I've tested and what I've seen, they're in the price and how much they cost and to what they do is a very good option. So I helped them to, get these devices out here in the United States. So we're pretty much the importer for UMH here in the United States. And yeah, they've been doing great jobs.
I love the UMH device. I've been using it for a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm really seeing and feeling the difference. But what about for the people that don't really understand the physics of water? Let's get in just a little bit to the physics. Now, it's the way the hydrogen and oxygen are binding together, the bond between them. Why does that matter?
Right. So a great comparison that I like to use is a beehive. So you wonder, why does a beehive choose that hexagon as their final structure? I mean, they have all possibility of geometry available, but they choose that one to create the only product on the planet that defies time, right? So honey just stays honey for good, which is mostly water. So they're really growing a certain type of water, you could say, in their hive. Right?
Sugar water.
Sugar water. That's what they're growing in a hexagon. So now, as it happens to be, call it coincidence, the natural spring water has exactly that hexagon as a structure. So if you imagine you have the two H atoms and then you have the oxygen, and the angle of how they connect to each other, that changes. So, and that means there's over 5,000 or 6,000 bondings it can go into, but only one of them, when it comes to an hexagon, that is the neutral position of water. That's when water and its over 60 anomalies becomes fully functional. No, so it has all these great anomalies like the highest cooking point, highest freezing point, highest surface tension of all liquids, and so high solvent power, all that. And these qualities come out especially and fully when it's water in a hexagon geometry and three-dimensional, right? So there is, they call them clusters, and these clusters are interacting with each other, but the main building block of that cluster is a hexagon.
Okay. And okay, so the structure of it is really important, and that's because it's helping it penetrate into the cell wall, or what? Why does the structure matter for our body?
So in science, they're talking about an exclusion zone. So what that means is that once you saturate your system with enough structured water, it builds a quasi a quasi grid around each and every cell. Mm-hmm. So, and that, and since you are 70-80% water, once you intake enough structured water, your extracellular water, everything in your body will be that structured water. So now what happens? You have this energy grid around the cell where a photon exchange can happen rapidly and without any, everything is in order. Kind of like you're doing, you're having a magnet and you hit it on the table a few times. So then it loses a little bit of its power, right? You magnetize something with it. It's magnetic for a while, but you hit it a few times and all the molecular structure is breaking up physically. Now you align it again with that magnet and it gets back to its being magnetic, right? So, and the same is for the water. In order to transmit the information, if it's in a perfect structure that allows all this transmitting, now all your firing in your body, all the neurons, everything that's based on electricity, which is your entire brain, which also is 99% water. So all that is functioning now to the best capacity. And not just that, it goes even deeper. So now you're having structured water that gets into your cells. So what happens now is your mitochondria, they can work more efficiently, thereby creating more cell water and intracellular hydration. So you're also enhancing these tiny little, your mitochondria, these tiny little nano engines that are spinning super fast. And
yeah, the nanomotors.
The nanomotors, right? So 9,000 RPM, whatnot. So they're spinning. And their function is now being enhanced. It is being promoted. You know, where when we take other stuff and when we have a lot of stress, it's going the opposite. So it's all about how good that nano engine is really going. Mm-hmm. So now you drink structured water constantly, that's a boost for that nano engine, which means every single cell. So it affects directly the power plant of your cells when you drink structured water, which the other water can't reach.
Yeah.
There's no positive action. At the best, it's not hurting you, but that's right. All it can do.
Quiksilver Scientific combines nature's nutrients with the power of science to deliver the most effective supplements and detoxification protocols on the market. Quiksilver is disrupting the supplement market with their latest immune system support shot, Immune Charge Plus. Immune Charge Plus is a high-dose blend of foundational vitamins C, A, D, E, K, and Hochberg European Elderberry to support a balanced immune system response when you need it most. Order today at quicksilverscientific.com. And I think that's why we have such an epidemic of chronic dehydration in our country and around the world. A lot of people are dehydrated and they're drinking water.
Exactly.
A lot of water.
Right.
They're wondering why they're dehydrated.
Yeah.
And dehydration is going to affect everything from our hormones to our thyroid to our sleep cycle to
mood.
Weight.
Yeah,
our mood. I mean, even if the brain they're studying is it 2% dehydrated, it's going to affect everything from your mood to your hormone balance, everything. And hydration isn't just about drinking enough water. Is there that osmotic balance between the extracellular matrix and the intracellular fluid, which is really important. And that's why I'm so excited about really sharing this information with more people about the physics of the water and how important that is in structuring the water. So we know a lot about, we're hearing a lot about structured water now, but all structured water is not the same, right? We understand that. So what makes the integrity of the structured water better than another?
So my experience over almost the last 20 years, and I've tried several companies, worked with them, tried out their devices and looked into them. Most of them have one or two features that Schauberger talks about in all his in all his years of dealing with water. And some of them have a vortex that creates a double helix, which will influence the structure of the water. Some of them work with magnets. Some of them work with extra crystals that are in the water. So it's kind of like a more advanced gemstone water solution.
And yeah, there's a lot of those crystal water bottles out there now where people put the water in. And they're
great. So let's put it this way. Let's say you take a bottled water or even tap water and you put it with these crystals. The crystals are going to influence that positively, right? So they're going to quasi try to override that information that the water has in there, because the bottled water is not really good. From a vibrational standpoint of view, it's chemically fine.
Right. It's probably been scanned at the grocery store.
It's been sitting in a truck for a couple of weeks, been sitting in the fridge, which has a little EMF field, right? So all these things add on top of it. But now you put the gemstone in there. And let's say sometimes it's collections like an amethyst or rose quartz and a quartz crystal. That would be a great selection. And now they start to override the water with positive information. And there's so much, somewhat powerful, right? Some are more, some are less. What a technology really should focus on, though, is to first delete the information that the water has collected to that point. And that's where the vortex comes in, right? It's pretty much clear as that. It's kind of like you wipe your hard drive clean, and now it's open for new information, you know? And information, meaning we're bringing it in form, and that form is here, the hexagon.
Okay.
So now, what the UMH device does very beautifully and synergistically is it combines seven of these features that are responsible for a high water vibration. So it has the phi ratio flow patterns from Schauberger. It creates that double helix. It has the gemstones inside of the device in little spheres. So it has that aspect to it. And it's all built on sacred geometry. There's a golden mean spiral it first hits, and then it turns around, splits up in these two streams, and on the inside of the device goes around it on the inside, and then passes by 7 to 20 glass vials, depending on what size of device and application you're using, which themselves have a high vibration imprinted. So now this water passes through it. All the information is deleted, gets erased, and it passes through it and picks up all these high vibrations that are resonant frequencies. Mm-hmm. So it's really a resonant frequency device.
Wow.
So, and by going through it, by the just the regular pipe pressure that you have, it picks up on all these. And when it comes out, it has an equivalent vibration to high vibrant spring water that you would collect from a natural source.
So in a way, I feel personally that I was ordering that live spring water to come to my house, and I thought that was really cool. But personally, being a water connoisseur, I didn't feel that it was hydrating me as adequately. It was hydrating me better than reverse osmosis water, much better.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
But when I got into the structuring and vortexing and remineralizing of the water, I felt a complete difference in my energy, in just mental clarity. So I know there is something to this vortexing for sure. And science backs it. That's what I love. I need science. I mean, a lot of people in the health industry are selling stories and anecdotal stories.
That's true, yeah.
We need to sell science, you know? We need to get science out there and really have everything backed with it. And so I really am excited about all of the scientific research that's going into structured water and a lot of the doctors that are really getting on board, like Dr. Cowan and a lot of these really cool doctors, Robert Slovak, and a lot of really cool people are putting their time and energy into it. So when we talk about mountain spring water, I know a lot of people are drinking the mountain spring water and it's great. But what I'm feeling is the best water to have at home. What I have going on, and you tell me if this is good, I have a reverse osmosis machine. I prefer not to have the tank because, you know, biochemically, we know in those tanks, they could be holding water for years if you don't totally drain it out. So there's a lot of bacteria that can grow in there. So we want to have a reverse osmosis machine with no tank to cleanse everything, the chemical constituents of the water that we don't want in there. And then I love to take that clean inert water and, well, we also know that reverse osmosis does not remove the imprint of whatever's been imprinted in the water, right? Distillation does.
Distillation does for sure better.
Distillation does most of it, but reverse osmosis does not.
So, and that's a good point, actually, what you're bringing up here, because I had one situation where somebody had a well and they were using reverse osmosis, so the water was chemically clean, but it had a slight radioactive contamination. Mm-hmm. So the plants would just not grow. Because they're picking up on it. And like you said, the RO does not take the frequency out.
Yeah.
So it wasn't enough to hurt a person, but it was enough to not make the plants grow. So now once after they installed a structuring unit after the reverse osmosis, then the plants started growing.
Wow.
So they already filtered and they said, I don't know what's happening. I said, well, just give it a shot. And then now it started working. So there is a good experimental example.
Yeah.
You know, where you can say, okay, so now what's the sign behind that? That's the tricky question, right? But nowadays there is ways to go about it. We have Carillion photography. We have quantum fractal images. So there's all these new ways to measure things mm-hmm. nowadays. You know, you working with a frequency resonant device yourself to bioelectrically, you know, read people in, you know, measure. It's a diagnostic device on that basis. And there's, you make a blood screening or you draw your blood or you give your urine as a probe. Sure, that's one thing. That's the chemical part. But what about your vibrational health,
exactly.
right? What about your frequency? Is maybe the frequency off? You know, it might be liver might be fine, but the frequency is still off. So
yeah, right? We go to the doctor. They typically test our biochemistry, right? They're going to test the blood, urine, saliva, all those things, and then
those are the markers.
What about the bioelectrical component of us, which is so huge? You know, so
or at least half. So at least give it the same attention. That would be great.
Yeah, yeah. Just give it the same attention. Yeah. So back to the water, because everyone wants to know how do I get the very best water. So at home, what I like to do with a reverse osmosis unit with no tank, and we know from Robert Slovak, thank you, Robert, for really being the father of that machine and also helping us understand that it's better not to have a tank. So, and according to Robert, he also says you don't need to have these 12-stage, you know, reverse osmosis things. This is just, it's all sales, you know, snake oil kind of stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, so
let's make it efficient.
Yeah, you know, we just need it efficient.
Yeah.
So let's use a reverse osmosis with no tank. Then that water, one, still has the imprint of whatever it's come in contact with. So it's not clean bioenergetically. It's just clean of the chemical constituents we don't want in it. But now it's also inert. It doesn't have any structure because it doesn't have any minerals in it.
Completely demineralized. Yeah.
So there's no structure to it.
Right.
We can't restructure something that doesn't have a structure. So now when we have this RO water, we need to put in minerals. And my mineral of choice is the Quinton minerals because they're the perfectly balanced minerals that come from the ocean and they have all of the periodic table elements that our body has. It's identical. So I love to put that in the water. And then I take that water and I pass it through a UMH device and vortex it, take out all of the imprinting that it had and then reprint it, right?
Exactly.
We're reprinting it.
Reprinting is a great way to look at it.
Yeah. And now I can structure it because it has minerals in it. So I think a lot of things that are going wrong in people's steps are maybe they're just using a RO. So they're chemically cleansing the water, but now it's bioenergetically dirty.
They just need an add-on.
And it doesn't have the structure to it in order for it to penetrate the cell wall. And then we've got this imbalance, which is adding to dehydration.
Right.
Then the next step would be, okay, so we've cleansed it chemically, but now we have to add minerals to it. A lot of people aren't doing that, so we need to get the minerals in. But then you put the minerals in, and just adding minerals to water, it doesn't really do anything. I remember I was adding minerals, those drops, for all these years, just adding it to the water, drinking it, thinking, oh, I'm remineralizing the water.
And you are, and it's slightly better.
It's slightly better, but it's really not hydrating it to the level that when you take that water and you vortex it and restructure it, that's the game changer right there.
That is the game changer. And you've taken so much stress off the body to handle that water because it's already been handled. Mm-hmm. It's so natural. The body reads that in. It's the same conversation one could have about taking an isolate supplement that you buy from CVS versus an herb adaptogenic formula. Mm-hmm. That would be equivalent, right? So the herb adaptogenic formula that is synergized in the right way is so adaptive to your cells and to your body. It's very highly bioavailable. The isolate vitamin C, ascorbic acid, you really just pee out.
And it's putting so much stress on your organs to be able to process that and understand the information and utilize what it can take from it. So, yeah, that's a great way. That's a great analogy there. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty excited about this UMH device. Tell me, I was really excited about what you were sharing. You used to own a gelato company in Europe, right?
Right.
And you were telling me about this device and how it changed the flavor of the gelato and also how it affected your machinery.
Right, exactly, yeah. So that's a good one. So we started using it. We built it in. Now this is like very, very many years ago. And
what were you building in?
So we're building in the main line device that comes with 1 inch. So it's made for one house unit.
Okay.
And we're building it in the main line of our little gelato factory. So now we're producing about 250 gallons per day. So it's not a huge factory. It's just like a little manufacturing facility with like 4 or 5 people there. And so we build in this device. And then when it comes to fruit gelato is, if it's done right, sorbet, right? Mm-hmm. So there's no milk content to it. So which also means that about 40% is your fruit. And then you have another 30% dry mass. But then the rest of it is really water. Right, so you really, and then the fruit itself is water too. Mm-hmm. Right? So
it's already structured.
It's
water.
Already structured. So 40% strawberries in your storage, a lot of that's already 40% that water. So now I built the device in, and we didn't even filter the water. And Germany has really good drinking water. They don't put any fluorides, and there's no chlorine in the drinking water. So it is chemically equivalent to good bottled water.
Oh wow!
Still doesn't have the right structure.
Yeah,
but chemically it's fine. You don't really need a filtration system. So, great. So we just needed that structuring unit. We build it in, and all of a sudden, I'm doing the same recipe as usual, and it just tastes way too intense. So all of a sudden, I was thinking, wow, this tastes like I put some strawberry concentrate in there. So it tasted really fake. And then I'm calling the guy, I said, hey, I think that messed something up. He's like, yeah, you might need to change the recipe. So whatever that flavor component is, dial that down. I said, all right. So I gave it a shot, and it For most of the fruit store, it was about 50% less. Mm-hmm. So now, am I putting in 50% less fruit? Which also from a business standpoint, if you, that's the thing that is most expensive in making fruit gelato, because water is not that much. The sugar, the glucose, whatever your recipe in dry mass, that's not that much either. So what stays is the strawberries, right? So I'm thinking, all right, that's not such a bad thing. So all of a sudden with 50% input of the fruit, I get the same efficacy in taste profile.
Wow.
So, and that's a whole game changer. No? Yeah. And in this little manufacturing facility we had, that still averaged about $200 less cost per production day, right? So 10 days later, the device is paid. I'm thinking, wow, this is really awesome. So I can save on that. And it also made the texture, it increased and improved the texture of gelato in general. Because now you have it's all about emulsifying things when it comes to ice cream, right? You have big molecules, the sugar, you have small ones of the glucose, you have really tiny ones, the guacan flour. So in there, you're trying to synergize and emulsify all those. Now, if you have structured water, that works way better because you're enhancing that process. Mm-hmm. You have 10% less surface tension, which means it has alkaline qualities without being alkaline. pH stays the same, 7.5, whatever your most, between 7 and 8 most water that comes out of your main line. So that doesn't change. But the quality is just as good as highly alkaline water. So the water has a surface tension of a water that would usually be around 10 or 11 pH without being that. So it doesn't throw your system off that way. It just gives you the quality off that alkaline water, which is awesome, right? That's what you want, especially when you produce something with it. When you have water as an ingredient, that's something you're looking for. People are using ozone to clean. People have laundromats, you know, they have these big companies and they're cleaning with ozone. So now they found out that installing a structured unit, they can uptake more ozone in the water.
Oh, wow.
So now for their cleaning application, that can be more efficient now, right? So, and that's a huge game changer, right? So, and there's all these pool companies, they use less of the chlorine. Still not the best choice to use chlorine when it comes to pool water, but at least it's less, so that's
good.
Yeah,
I've got the restructured water here in my hot tub here.
That's the best way to do it.
It's amazing.
That's how you do it.
You know what I noticed was that before I got the whole home UMH restructuring system, I was getting a lot of calcification deposits on all of my hardware and my faucets.
All the appliances. And
And even the green lime. And what I thought was the most fascinating was, although putting a UMH device doesn't change anything about the chemistry of the water, it only changes the physics, I actually stopped getting those deposits.
Right, yeah. That's a great observation.
It was so cool because it's like, you know what? Physics of the water is really important. And think about what it's doing inside of your body, because we think about calcification and everything.
Exactly.
And how it's making everything more efficient.
That's what it's all about. And like you said, the reason that the lime scale is not adding up anymore, because once it passes through that field, it changes the structure of the solved lime scale in there. Mm-hmm. So it does something vibrationally to the chemistry that's already in there. So, which is amazing. And it means that now your lime scale still stays in the water, but it stays solved. The calcite molecules are now not little spikes any longer, but they're little granules and they don't really want to stick together.
Mm-hmm.
So now you just, your warm water heater, your coffee machine, your water cooker, your dishwasher, your clothes washer. So all that has twice the lifetime now just because you're constantly feeding it structured water. Same again to the cafe, right? There's a coffee machine in a little gelato cafe. Has a de-lime cycle of 2 to 3 years, depending on how much coffee you draw. So once I installed the little structuring unit after each of the coffee machines, before each of the coffee machines, now instead of every 2 years, it took 10 years before it got even a little close to that. So I literally had to stop maintaining the coffee machines now just by the structured water. And that's a good test because coffee machines are always hot, right? There's always cooking water in there. So there's even more lime scale building up faster.
Yeah.
So that's why that's a good thing to test. And it actually de-lime scales your house, right? It goes through and whatever your pipes already filled up, it slowly removes that. So it makes it young again on the inside, if you will.
Yeah, got it all. I've got the whole home system and then I've got my RO system under my sink with the Pure attached to it to remineralize and then vortex and structure the water. So it's pretty cool. I love it. So UMH is a company out of Austria?
They're out of Austria and they've been around for 40 years. And the family Rathheiser, they're the ones that own the UMH. And they've been hanging out with the family Schauberger also for the last 40 years. So they've been working together and helping each other to developed this finalized version of what Schauberger started over 100 years ago.
It's amazing. So, it's beautiful. Yeah. And these people are like in the middle of nowhere. You right. say they have no cell phones.
Totally
like.
Zened in. They have a home line you can call. So
yeah, that's
good.
So cool.
Very, very, very zen. So, and yeah, they're just really happy. It's a lot of fun working with them.
I love their packaging. It reminds me a little bit of Apple, how everything's so clean and put in so beautifully. And it's like you're getting a jewel box and then you totally open it up and it's 24 karat gold plated. And
just like jewelry.
Everything is gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, it's just aesthetically beautiful. And
That's what strikes me the most too. It is designed beautifully and highly functional at the same time. So that's a great, very German-Austrian trade.
I love it.
I think they hit the nail on the head with that one.
They sure did. So, yeah. Mirko, is there anything else you think that our listeners should know about water that we haven't touched on?
I think we pretty much went over the most important thing so far. And I think it's a good first introduction. So just to make people aware that there is a second side to things. It's not just the chemistry. It's also the vibration, the frequency. And I think that's a good way to leave people with that, to just realize, okay, there's something else. If I want really good quality water that's enhancing my mitochondrial activity, then just taking care of the chemistry is not going to be sufficient.
Okay.
You know, I need an add-on, whatever it is, you know. And again, there's 40 great companies out there. Some work better, some work not so good, but they're all going in that direction. So it's not super hard any longer to get access to those things. You know, we're trying to do a lot of education. That's what we're doing right here. You know, informing people about this, you know, showing them there has been studies have been done, check it out here and there. And I think that's a good next step so that people get familiar with it. And then at the end of the day, I can only recommend to try it, right? So try it out. The devices are not super expensive. They're affordable. And 2 to 3 months, give it 2 to 3 months and then really see how you feel.
So, and one of the great things I love too is there's no filters you have to change out. I mean, it's like you put it on one and done, right?
Yeah. So the house units that get soldered in, that you need a plumber for that one, unless you are a plumber. So, but that one gets soldered in. And I know people that have their device for 30 years already.
Wow.
In Germany, right? I have like no other clients. They bought it in like the late 80s or early 90s. Still live in the same house. The device still does the same thing.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so that's good too. You know, it's like that toaster you get from the 50s that still works. You just have to exchange one spring after about 70 years.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah,
you know,
so
we're
much.
Working with Mirko here. We have the devices here at the Wellness Center and also at graysonparker.com. So if you want to pick one up, go ahead and head on over to the website and we'll be happy to help you with any questions you have as well. Thanks so much, Mirko.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah. Bye.
Please subscribe to Hydrate on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app.